John Walden here. Let's take time for a little Bible study from the fourth chapter of Luke. We're told here that when the Lord Jesus visited his hometown of Nazareth for the first time after he began preaching, that he read the scriptures, and verse 22 of the fourth of Luke says, "All bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth." And verse 28 says, "And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath." Isn't that a strange anomaly? They wondered at the gracious words that he said. And yet when they had listened to his words, they were filled with wrath. People like gracious words. They like to hear nice things. They love to hear a good voice. But the thing that these people at Nazareth disliked, and the thing that fills most people with wrath, is the applying of these scriptures to themselves. Now, I want you to be honest. It's very unfair to pick and choose the scriptures. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So I'd like to ask you, honestly, what is your attitude toward plain speech? You know, one of the favorite songs with many Christians is, "Speak thou in tenderest tones. Let me now hear thee whisper," and so on. Well, it's nice when the Lord speaks to us in tenderest tones and whispers to us, "Thou art not left alone." But are you willing to listen to the words of the Lord when he rebukes you? Are you willing to have him tell you what's wrong? You may never notice this verse. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 10 says that the people say to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things." You ever remember reading that verse? Isaiah 30 and 10. "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things." Give us something that will make us feel good. Well, I can tell you that there are some wonderfully happy things in the Word of God. The Gospel is a lovely story. But before you're ready for the Gospel, you have to hear what God has to say about sin. Repentance comes before faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have never received Christ for your Savior, you need to hear what God has to say about sin. God loves us. But he hates sin. And most of God's work with us is the separating of us from evil. Initially, this takes place when we acknowledge our sin and receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. But there has to be the daily cleansing, the regular thing of permitting the Lord to wash our feet, that is, to correct our ways. Correction is helpful and it's necessary. Proverbs 27 and 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." Now, you may have turned away from someone who tried to help you sometime, and that person was a real friend, and although it was necessary to wound you, he was trying to help you. It's hard to get a child to understand that you must hurt him in order to get the splinter out of his finger. It's hard for us as Christians sometime to realize that in order to help each other, it may be necessary to hurt each other. Let me suggest that you and I as believers ought to get into the presence of God each day and pray the prayer of the 139th Psalm, "Search me, O God, and try me, and see if there be any wicked way in me." If you will lay your heart open to the Lord daily, you will find out that it's the most helpful thing to have the Lord speak the words to you that will correct things in your lives. So we ought not only to wonder at his gracious words, but we ought to receive his words of correction and not be, as these people we read about in Luke 4, filled with wrath at the correction of the Lord. Our Father, we pray thee to help us to be honest in thy presence, to permit thee to show us what is wrong. We pray for those just now listening who have not received Christ as Savior, and we pray that thou would bless all of thy dear children We ask it in the name of thy Son. Amen.